Scripture is rather timeless. All the writing styles and the different books that we have in our scripture, our Bible, serve to pass on truths to the hearer and the reader, regardless of the time that they hear or read the scripture. We often hear Jesus quoting scripture to people who would be very familiar with the scripture itself. Remember that every time that Jesus quotes scripture, he's quoting what we would call the Hebrew scriptures or the Old Testament. None of the New Testament had been written down yet. It was being passed on orally. Today, Jesus is quoting from the book of Leviticus, part of the Pentateuch, or part of the Bible that was held by all Jews. Our readings today involve a series of questions and answers. It's very obvious that the lawyer was trying to trick Jesus by how his questions were worded. It's very obvious that Jesus was throwing the deceit back at the lawyer by answering questions with questions. Jesus gains the upper hand in the debate when he makes the lawyer answer his own question. But the most important question today is, and who is my neighbor? It relates to Leviticus when we're told to treat our enemies as our neighbor. It relates to the constant instruction of Jesus to love our neighbors. It relates to the very definition of what it is to be a Jew in this day and age. All of the Jews, the chosen people, the people of Israel, believed that they were distinct from other people. They believed that they have a unique covenant with God so that he would be their God and they would be his people. They've been promised a chosen land and a long-term plan to live in peace and harmony, separated from the rest of the other heathens, those not chosen by God. Today's gospel tells the story of a very generic man. We don't know if he is Jew or Gentile. We don't know if he's young or old. We don't know whether he has a trade, is a slave, or nobility. He is merely a man found on the road who may or may not be dead. The priest and the Levite, members of the chosen people, do not defile themselves, and they pass him by. Only the heathen, the Samaritan, stops to offer assistance. Only this unique individual sees someone in need and takes a chance. Only the one that nobody expected offered unconditional mercy. When questioned, Jesus tells those that he is teaching to go and do likewise. Jesus tells us to go and do likewise. The important lesson for us today is that it's not up to us to pick and choose who is our neighbor. We are to treat all people with the unconditional mercy that the Samaritan offered this man. It's not up to us to judge who is our neighbor. There are many, many oppressed groups in our society today that we need to acknowledge and stop oppressing. We need to treat all people as neighbors by breaking down these false divisions. There are no other races of people on earth besides the human race. Black lives do matter, all lives do matter. The divisions that we create among human beings are made by man and not by God. All men and women are equal, can do equal work, must be paid the same. Christians, Jews, and Muslims are all children of Abraham and thus of God. They are all our neighbors. There is no distinction between gays and straights in the eyes of God. They're simply called children of God. Both the young and the old can teach each other many valuable things. People from cultures different from ours are still brothers and sisters. Whether our neighbor is wealthy or a neighbor in need should not matter to us at all. They're still neighbors. In the political world today, especially American politics, many headlines are made by people who continue to divide peoples into groups and then set these groups against each other. Immigrant or refugee, black or white, straight or gay, man or woman, European or African, all are neighbors without distinction. Stop judging and start offering mercy without condition or stipulation, like the Samaritan man. No means test is necessary for us to offer or to receive the love of Christ. All children of God are our neighbors. Let's not be concerned about defiling ourselves. Let's offer mercy, love, and forgiveness.